University of Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon made official yesterday what had been widely reported the day before and widely expected for months. Wolverine football coach Rich Rodriguez has been fired. Brandon used the word turmoil to describe Rodriguez's three-year tenure as U of M head football coach. He pledges to make the right selection for the next coach, but that could be a difficult and expensive selection. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reports.
David Brandon was hired a year ago as the University of Michigan's athletic director. During the past 12 months, the U of M football program has been his primary concern. The football team has struggled on the field and violated NCAA rules off the field. Now, the once premier football program faces years on probation and an uphill climb to become truly competitive. Brandon says whoever he hires as head coach needs to be more than an average football coach.
This individual has to be able to compete at the highest level. The expectations here are extraordinarily high. The passion for this football program is unbelievable. If you don't believe me, you should see the email traffic. And there are people out there who care, and it's beyond just sport for them. It's a part of their life. And that puts a coach in a position where they have to have the ability to stand up to that pressure and perform against it.
He makes it clear, finding an individual capable of resurrecting U of M's once great football program will take money. Brandon says in the past, U of M traditionally didn't pay top dollar for football coaches, but that's about to change.
There's a market out there, and you pay for value, and the marketplace dictates what those price tags are. And so I want you to know that my philosophy, and I believe that my boss and my boss's bosses understand that concept, and you know, we'll do what we need to do to get the right coach to come to Michigan.
But what is the market value for the right coach? John U. Bacon is an author of books about U of M football, including best-selling books about legendary coach Bo Schembechler. He's also a Michigan radio sports commentator. He says the speculation that U of M might have to pay its next head football coach at least $5 million a year is not out of line.
My guess is Rich made $2.5 million a year. We know that. You have to be in the $3 or $4 million category, I suspect, to get the kind of candidate they're looking for now. And it's a big boy business, and it's a big money business, that's for sure.
There are many potential candidates for the University of Michigan football job, some with ties to Michigan, others who've been successful at other schools. U of M Athletic Director Dave Brandon is expected to act quickly to fill what is one of the highest-profile college sports jobs in the nation. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.